I was too young to remember, but my mother often reminded me of the story of how one night she left out into the rain to drive me to my grandparents' house 3 hours away. Somewhere along the secluded highway, blinded by dark and driving rain, we got a flat. Cell phones and AAA would not be invented for another 30 years, so she just sat in the car and cried with me in the back car seat. Suddenly, headlights appeared in her rearview mirror. She heard a man outside say, "Stay in your car, lock the doors, and open your back trunk." Moments later, she felt the car getting jacked up as he repaired her flat. Moments later, he then knocked on the trunk and said, "You're good to go. Be careful." She never saw his face, but she trusted in his help. She never had a chance to thank him, but she had hope in his care. She never forgot him, and I never forgot the story. Our theme for this meditation from Proverbs chapter 27 is having faith in others, having hope in others, encouraging others, and remembering to take what you've been blessed with and having the faith to pay it forward, to give hope to another. As we begin, rest here in God's care and provision. Whether at the beginning or the end of your day, be thankful for His care. Take 3 deep belly breaths as your eyes drift from open into a soft focus and then to finally closed. And be mindful and then grateful for what you have. Just rest in this place of care, this time of provision, in this moment of support from God, Spirit, and Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from Hebrews chapter 12 and respond softly, "Lord God, help me help others." So then, strengthen hands that are weak and knees that tremble. Lord God, help me help others. Cut through and make smooth, straight paths for your feet that are safe and go in the right direction. Lord God, help me help others. Make paths straight so that the leg which is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Lord God, help me help others. Rest here now, praying as He cares for you. Pray in your own words for what you're most grateful for. A humble prayer of thanksgiving. Even in the midst of our own needs, we have abundance. Found even in our demanding cries for care, we have an awareness of plenty. But do you ever pass up an opportunity to help another because you felt you had little to offer in the way of help? Well, take this time to notice the feelings you have when facing someone in need. Maybe a beggar in need of food. A friend in need of cash. Maybe a mom with a flat tire in the dark rain. Don't focus on the specific details. Only notice the emotional effects of passing by someone in need. And take note of what the Holy Spirit brings to mind. Feel no judgment. Just simply note the feelings and the sensations as they rise. Now let your mind be transformed into that of Christ. Take this time to become mindful of moments to see your world with the eyes of Christ, to feel the needs of others with his heart. Be aware of needs around you right now. And be aware, too, of your own breathing. Just breathe in deep from your belly as you become more aware of your surroundings. Notice your stomach fill. Be mindful of how you feel taking slow, deep belly breaths. With your eyes closed, what do you feel, hear, or smell around you that reminds you of the needs of those around you? Feel no judgment if thoughts drift to excuses or exceptions. Let them drift away for a second, and then drift back to the eyes of Christ as you center on the breathless whisper, "Lord God, help me help others." Center on the sacred words, "help others," for the next few moments. Once more, feel no judgment. Only feel safe allowing God to let you explore the needs around you. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture. But rather than studying the words, accept them as though they were written to you, because they were written to you from centuries long ago. Receive these fresh words from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, from the New International Version. From King Solomon to my dear beloved friend. Remember, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens and influences another through discussion. How did you feel receiving these words from Solomon? Well, let the words soak into your mind, words intended for you. Once more, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens and influences another through discussion. Pause here longer now and feel these wise words become yours now in quiet contemplation, words of assistance, of support, and encouragement. Allow this second expanded divine reading to become a prayer from your heart as you listen to this passage as a prayer from Hebrews chapter 10. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to always consider thoughtfully how I may encourage others to love and to do good deeds. To your glory, amen. Let your emotions and thoughts from this prayer move you now into a moment of your own sacred, secret place of private prayer. Praying your mind becomes that of Christ, your desires His, your longings His, your hands becoming His as they help others. finally, reading the scripture one last time, it's time to contemplate. Just ponder what you see, hear, touch, smell, and even feel as you listen to the story of encouragement from 1 Samuel chapter 23. One time, David was hiding at Horesh in the Ziph desert. He was afraid because King Saul had come to the area to kill him because God had appointed David the new king. But Jonathan, Saul's son, went to see David, and God helped him encourage David. "Don't be afraid," Jonathan said. "My father Saul will never get his hands on you. In fact, you're going to be the next king of Israel, and I'll be your highest official. Even my father knows it's true." They both promised the Lord that they would always be loyal to each other. Then Jonathan went home, but David stayed at Horesh. What did you experience in this story? While resting in imaginative contemplation, stay here in this story for a moment and imagine being Jonathan. How do you feel finding David hiding in the cave? What do you see on his face? How does he respond when you kneel down and say, "David, don't be afraid. You promise you will always be loyal to David. Even though you eventually get up and go home, does David know he can count on you? Why?" Stay here for a minute, experiencing the loyalty, the support, and the encouragement. Does it remind you of a relationship you have or dream of having? Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, help me help others." Letting the sacred words, "help others," be those that guide you through the days ahead. It won't take long for you to become aware of a moment to help someone. Anticipate it. Expect the moment to happen, and promise yourself to see your world with the eyes of God. Be guided to moments of helping by the Spirit, and have your hands become the hands of Christ as you help another. Let me pray a prayer over you now, that you be encouraged as you encourage others, that you be helped as you offer help, that you be blessed as you extend love to the least of those around you. And my friend, be a friend to another. Let His love guide you. Let your awareness of needs around you be your longing. And let, too, the peace of Christ be with you now and always. Amen. So when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, explore moments to help others. Be mindful and aware of the needs that abound around you, for it will be in the helping that you yourself encounter the helping hands of God. And if you happen to be listening, on behalf of my mom, thank you for stopping that night. Thank you for being the love of God to us that dark, rainy night. And thank you for giving us faith in humanity. May you and your family be blessed as you blessed ours.